Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick. We're here to continue our series of That One Play. And the one play we're going to talk about today is an interesting one because it didn't go well for the Ravens. Not this one particular play, but did spark some changes for the rest of the season that were very significant and I think historic in some ways. Here to talk to me about the plays, he's going to set it up and all, is Andrew. Andrew, how you doing?
Doing great, Ken. How about you?
Life is good. Andrew, I have forgotten your last name, and I apologize for that.
Fortier.
Andrew Fortier, how are you doing? You've been on the show before, but I want you to kind of take us through the setup for this play. I was talking about the 2019 season, but take us through the setup for this.
So 2019, it was an amazing year, but I always forget that in week 4, the Ravens got what Eric Weddle once said, they got their faces peeled off. And it was kind of a come to Jesus moment for the defense. I want to read two quotes from a website called Film Study about this game, calling the inside linebackers a gaping chest wound in the center of the Ravens' pass defense. And then there's another one at the end of this game's notes where it said, however, it's not clear to me that any single move will create a contending defense, and the Ravens may do better to stand pat, which you weren't wrong about. It's not a single move, but we can get to that. So the game, week 4, against the Browns, the Ravens were favored by 7.5 points. And I think it's worth remembering the Browns were kind of like the problem at this point. This was before Joe Burrow, and they still had Ben Roethlisberger in Pittsburgh, like at the end of his career. And, you know, Baker Mayfield was the new big bad in the division. So this was not just the same old Browns team in my eyes anyway. And this game, I remember it being like the linebacker problem game, but when I rewatched it, and this was pretty terrible from everybody. It wasn't just the linebackers. The Ravens started Patrick Owosso, Peanut Owosso, and Kenny Young. There's the two starting, you know, inside linebackers. And it's worth remembering they lost C.J. Mosley. Like that's who they're coming from. The All-Pro, you know, C.J. Mosley. Watching this game, first of all, it's weird to see Pat Ricard on defense. I just want to make that note. But The first touchdown, you know, the first half wasn't even all that bad. The Ravens gave up a touchdown to Ricky Seals-Jones where Kenny Young just got totally lost and just didn't make the guy got wide open, didn't even cover a guy. Just general, not great play. Owosso was picking guys up in coverage. It looks like they were getting pushed around badly on the Browns kind of outside zone plays. But the first half wasn't even that terrible. In fact, Gumbel was on the call and he said, "Oh, Nick Chubb was pretty much held in check this half." I heard that and it made me laugh because I knew how this game ended and I'd forgotten that that was how this game started, where the end of the first half and they go, "Oh, they're doing a good job with Nick Chubb." But in the second half, it got worse. The third quarter was really where things started to go off the rails. Nick Chubb had a cutback for a touchdown, which was everyone's fault. Judon totally missed the tackle. Earl Thomas missed a tackle. Like three guys missed a tackle. Peanut was getting pushed around. So that wasn't great.
You're talking about the 14-yard run, but
yeah,
we don't. You know, the goal is to go over one play. Anyway.
Sorry. I'm leading up to it. So finally, let me just get to that play. So the play was I can't even remember what yard it was on, but it was on the Browns or the
12.
The Browns side of, the 12. So the Browns pull a couple guys. Kenny Young gets blocked, takes a terrible angle. Peanut and Bowser get they go to the outside and Chubb just runs right past both of them and just has daylight. Earl Thomas is in pursuit, has a bad angle, and it sure looks like he gives up on the play.
Yep.
In fact, Kenny Young actually eclipses him, you know, even though he took a bad angle at the beginning of the play. Kenny Young runs past Earl Thomas, doesn't get anywhere close, but at least he's running with him, you know. And this was the kind of the play that put the game out of the out of reach for the Ravens, seemed like.
This is 24-18 before the play. After it, they got the two-point conversion. They led by two scores, 2-14. There's so much about this to unpack from what you said already. I kind of want to start with a little more of the setup before we talk a little bit about what went wrong in that play. So they started the year with Owosso being promoted from the weak side linebacker role to play Mike. And it's not like he hadn't played a little of it. He'd played a little bit of it before when Mosley had been hurt and things like that had been happening. But he hadn't played much. And then not only they started the year by giving him the green dot. It didn't work out. And they realized very quickly it hadn't worked out. And they took it away from him. And they gave it first to Eric Weddle, then to went to Chuck Clark. Clark still didn't have it at this point. This was Jefferson got it after Weddle. I'm sorry. So there's another player in there. So anyway, a difficult stretch for the green dot and who's calling defensive signals. And it really showed up in a bunch of these games. The Cardinals game, they were all over the field in terms of not really knowing what they were doing in the secondary. But I thought this game in particular, this play choice is excellent, Andrew, because I think it was really a pivotal point for the 2019 Ravens.
Yeah. You know, I think the Ravens can put up with a lot of stuff. They can put up with a bad pass defense. They can put up with pass offense. They can put up, but one thing that they will never put up with is getting gashed on the ground. It's just like that is the red line. Because after this game, the Ravens went ahead and just completely changed even more than I remembered. So I knew that the linebacker core changed. They picked up LJ Fort. They picked up Josh Bynes off the street. And right, was it one of those trades or were they both
street? Both street.
They shipped off Key Young for a guy named Marcus Peters. That's the one I forgot. That's one that this happened then. And defense DVOA from 5-7, week 5-17. So just a complete overhaul. Because Nick Chubb, stuffed him in a dumpster, basically.
Yeah, it was a one play that really forced an awful lot of change on that defense. And I think they went into that season, they thought they had enough. Martindale's first season as defensive coordinator in 18, right, in 19, so 19 would have been his second year. I think he was pretty much squawking loudly at that point. They lost a fair number of defensive players. On the defensive line, the other changes that are, I mean, D'Amato Pecco came in down the stretch and was effective at nose tackle. And they also got Justin Ellis because they just had a gaping hole there as well in terms of what they had. But it was a shame that a team with a pretty darn good secondary could be so bad in terms of what they offered in run defense that they at first could not take advantage of it. And most remarkable in-season transformation of a defense I've ever seen.
That game, this game they played, when I was watching it, I'm like, man.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
They're playing a lot of dime. They're getting pushed around. It looked like they were just getting their butts kicked in like these, you know, safeties and cornerbacks. They were just getting blocked to, you know, in the second level. But when I looked at your notes, you know, they played relatively more base. They played like 12 snaps of base and then, a lot of nickel. So even with base, you know, Kenny Young, Owosso, Chris Board, you know, they weren't getting it done. You know, they couldn't, when you can't stop the run in your base offense or your base defense, you got to make it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, the Ravens really have made their history off stopping the run with nickel versus 11. Right. Teams like to run out of 11. The Ravens love to play you with six heavies in 11. The thing that really got to me about these guys is not only were they smaller guys who couldn't defend the run, and they did make a decent weak side linebacker platoon in 2018, but the big difference was Anthony Levine was on the field on third down, and he was providing a lot of the high value play for that team. But Owosso and Young each had contributions in 2018 that were not insignificant. And as a platoon weak side linebacker role, that's why you can get away with that. And that's why the Ravens may trade Patrick Queen in their current situation, is that you can get pretty good play from a 2 or 3 man platoon on that weak side. Your Mike linebacker has to be able to be your leader in stopping the run defense, and one of your guys has to give you some reasonable early down pass defense. And they didn't have anybody who was really doing that. They had Owosso and Youngwood contribute a little bit to the pass rush, but neither one of them was contribute anything in terms of a understanding what was going on between level two and three.
Yeah, I think that if you don't like spending, like valuing a good middle linebacker, the Ravens might not be your team because, like, you know, they're always gonna value that. They're never gonna. I don't think. I mean, this is proof in it. Roquan Smith for two, and then getting the bag is also proof that they value that. They're always gonna value that, and it's just it's something you're gonna have to live with.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who tell you the inside linebacker position is overvalued, and I'd probably be in that group. Is like I'd like to figure out how to save money at the position, but it's the weak side linebacker spot specifically. I'm okay paying one. I'm not okay paying two.
Can I tell you something? The thing about being the inside linebacker being undervalued is, okay, when you draft even a top pick linebacker, it takes them a while. You know, it takes
yes.
Patrick Queen, Jordan Brooks. It's like you might be fast and strong, but it takes a while. Like, it is one of the hardest positions to play in football because you got to be smart. You got to be like the quarterback of the defense, but you also have to be able to cover and you got to be able to stop the run. You get blamed for everything, and good quarterbacks can pick on a bad one. So a young linebacker needs to get a few years under his belt. An old linebacker loses speed. You know, you get it. Why is it a bad idea to pay for a guy who's a stud like Roquan Smith? I mean, how is that undervalued when there's a very small, you know, group of guys who can actually do it all and that you're not going to like be cursing in the middle of the season? I think that's worth the money personally. Yeah.
I mean, you make, first of all, great string of points there. It's definitely, you're on the money with it. I think that you're the hardest thing to do as a general manager is figure out where you're not going to spend money. And I think you've got a double-edged sword at inside linebacker. One is that it's a highly injured position, relatively speaking. You're throwing your body around in the middle of the field sometimes against bigger men when you're talking about getting blocked by a guard or whatever. But the injury risk is high, and we've seen it over the years. The second thing is, I think you're right about the development curve. And I think the Ravens have learned their lesson once and for all, probably, about drafting a guy who basically they see as a developmental project at inside linebacker. Patrick Queen had done some flashy things at LSU, but frankly, he took two full years to develop. And I'm sick of the excuses, so we're not going to go over it. Year three, he finally shows up and is a player. That's you've lost a lot of value from that. It's the same reason I had objections to drafting David Ajabo is, you know, you might lose a developmental year to injury, which they didn't, which is good. He got on the field. He actually, you know, was practicing for a number of weeks. But he's still behind in terms of what you can get out of that player. If you can't, what you get out of that first 4 years out of any player is their draft value. That's right. It. That's there's very little extra that you harvest from that. So, you know, if the guy's really going to be good from years 4 to 7, if those are really the peak years for an inside linebacker, then I'm with you. And then I go to the free agency and I get that guy.
It's funny to bring it up on this podcast because we're talking about them going out and getting LJ Ford and Josh Bynes, who actually were the guys you can get off the street and were good. But I think that is a rare, I think they just got lightning in a bottle that year. And you're probably not going to find that because if you're an inside linebacker and you can cover, you're going to be on a team and you're probably going to be making good money. You're not just, there's not those guys out there. So
yeah,
It's
harder to find. And, you know, the comment I always make is your third best safety in terms of coverage is always better than your second best linebacker. There's like literally no team in the NFL that's not true for. So that guy, if he is a coverage linebacker, he needs to provide you a little something else, either as a pass rusher, as a run defender, whatever it might be, if he's going to really have value to you as a coverage guy. But yeah, basically I'm in agreement with you that those guys are taken up. The LJ Forts of the world typically will have a role somewhere based on what they can do. And Ford himself was very valuable to the Ravens in terms of what he provided them. One more thing I want to talk about in terms of this play is this Earl Thomas really showed us who Earl Thomas was, I thought, kind of on that play a little bit. He definitely gave up and he said, well, you know, I've pulled a hammy before trying to chase that down, and I don't want to do that. Well, you know, there are some elements of this that are true, but I don't like I don't like it being put in strictly a risk reward paradigm. And I also don't like the backfilling element of it, that I think it's kind of sounds a little bit like Pee Wee Herman explaining himself after the fact.
We saw what, you know, Mark Andrews running down,
Hubbard.
Hubbard, you know, just this past season, that and he almost caught him, you know, like there's just that, you're right. That kind of shows who Earl Thomas is. And that's so just not the kind of player that John Harbaugh is going to keep around.
Right.
So I'm with you. I think that Earl Thomas did a lot of good things that year, but he didn't, as they say, play like a Raven to me.
Right. No, it was not a good fit. And obviously the next camp, it came to an abrupt end.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew, really appreciate having you on to talk about this play. Great walk down memory lane. Obviously still has some relevance to the Baltimore Ravens. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
I'm at Ravens Andrew on Twitter.
All right. That's outstanding. Always good to talk football with you. You're welcome anytime, of course, on the show. Other folks out there, if you'd like to do one of these pods, that's that one play, just send me your play. DM on Twitter. They're always open. It's your perspective. It's what's really important on it. It could be historic, like Andrew's is kind of. It could be personal. If you spilled a big drink on your rug and the stain is still there, and you're reminded that play every time you see it. All those are good reasons, and want to make this as broad a discussion as possible in terms of the number of new people I meet out of this. So really appreciate all of you submitting topics. Andrew, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.